Good morning. I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Sarah Ann Reed. She's a holistic dog trainer and animal communicator with Pack Dynamics. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Dave.
Thanks for being on. I have so many questions for you. I want to start with, what is a holistic dog trainer?
For me, that means no fear-based, no dominant, no controlling tactics when training. It really means teaching people how to effectively communicate with their dog with the understanding that their dog is, in fact, a different species. And that's because so many people contribute towards their dog's behavioral issues without even realizing it.
Now, when you say that you're staying away from swatting them on the nose with a newspaper, that's not effective?
No, not usually. Or shock collars, prong collars, using a stern voice, flipping them on their back. The training that I share is very kind and loving and respectful of dogs.
And that works?
Yeah.
They're a different species. They're going to have a different language. They're going to respond to different things than humans. I want you to explain the barking at the front door, at the front window thing again, because I thought, wow, I never even thought of this before.
For those of you listening, if you have a dog who barks excessively at the fence or through the window every time they see someone walking past with their dog, with another dog, or the UPS guy, even just going past your house, your dog is expecting them to show up. And that's like the bear growling at the door, right?
Sure.
So for dogs, it's in their nature to bark when they think that there's a potential threat.
Now, are
they're
they doing
protecting
that?
Their family.
I was going to say, they're doing that to tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, just so you know, there's a dude out here.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's like someone trying to break into your home. You know, you would never get upset with your child if they said, "Mommy, mommy, someone's trying to break into the house."
Sure.
Right? You would never get upset with them. You thank them for letting you know, and then you go address it. And so we contribute towards the excessive barking because most people will say, "No bark, no bark,
right,
no
right
bark."
There. Hey, shut up, Fido. And
yeah.
So what does the dog do when you do that? You're like, shut up, Fido. What's the dog's thought?
Well, then the dog is like, oh, you're just as concerned as I am because you're stressed out. You're raising your voice. I'm doing a good job and I'm protecting the family, and they keep barking. And that's why no bark doesn't work.
Okay, right. So the dog is thinking, oh, wow, this is serious stuff because Dave's mad too.
Oh, yeah.
And okay, that's
interesting. He's just as worried as I am, and he's getting all amped up. And so I've got to puff myself up more. And every time that guy goes by with that dog, I'm going to let you know that they're passing by just in case they try to intrude on our territory again.
So what do you do then in that case? Give us just one little tip here.
Sure.
I won't ask you to give everything away, but what is it you do in that scenario?
So instead of getting upset with them and feeling like they're doing it to annoy you or interrupt your day for the millionth time, right? This is going to sound really crazy, Dave.
Okay.
But you're going to say thank you to your dog.
Oh.
And the reason for that is in our culture, we've been taught to say thank you with a calm, appreciative tone.
Right.
So no matter what kind of day you're having, no matter how tired you are, no matter how stressful your day is, no matter how many times they've barked, you're going to say, thank you, Fido, because Fido thinks that he is doing his job to protect the family. And even when you're showing that you're acting like their leader or their guardian, you're still counting on them to alert you if they think that there's a threat, because you don't have 360 vision 24 hours a day, right?
Sure.
You rely on the rest of the family to keep everyone safe. And so let's say you're in the kitchen making lunch. Thank you, Fido. You only say it once. And that's to acknowledge their alert. That's like saying, thank you for letting me know. Because when your dog barks, they're saying, danger, danger, danger.
Right.
Right. And then I will give you the rest of the tips if you'd like me to share with
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah. What
okay.
do you do?
So if they keep barking after you say thank you, wait about 20 seconds to give them a chance to process and say, wait a second, maybe Dave actually knows what he's doing now because he's not addressing me with this stressful voice and he's just as worried as well. Right.
Right.
You're going to, without looking at them or saying anything, walk over to the window that they're looking out of. You're going to assess the threat. So you're doing this long kind of sweep looking through the window.
Sure.
And then you turn around and yawn, which means I'm not worried about anything. And you walk away from the window and go back into the kitchen.
You do a yawn.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, he's obviously not too concerned.
He's not too concerned. And yawning is like a calming signal for dogs. So you're showing your dog, hey, I've assessed it and there's nothing to worry about. And it's really important that you don't look at them and say anything like, thanks, Fido, for letting me know what a good protector you are. Because then that's like saying, I don't know what to do. How should we handle that?
Okay. Wow.
And then you wait another 20 seconds. And if they're still barking, that means Fido thinks you have absolutely no idea about what you're doing. You can't make that decision. And they're going to keep barking, right? So then you help them by walking over to them. You don't look at them. You don't say anything. You're not upset. You slip a leash on them and you escort them to what I call a timeout. So that timeout room needs to be a small room that they can't see outside. So they're not triggered by the bear again, right?
Yeah.
And you're not throwing them in the dungeon. So you turn the light on. They're in, let's say it's the bathroom. You put them in the bathroom by themselves for 3 minutes. And that helps them because you're removing them from the scary threat and giving them a chance to kind of reset and calm down. And for dogs, they understand that kind of reset because if Fido is part of a pack out on the streets or out in the wild and said, well, I'm going to make a decision about this, the rest of the pack would say, well, Fido, you don't know what you're doing. You don't have enough experience. You can't make that decision. And they would shun him for a little while to let him know that's not your job. So Fido's going to be in the bathroom thinking, oh, okay, well, you've never handled it like that before. And now I'm being shunned. And that means that maybe you do know what you're doing.
Sure.
And what will happen is it might take a couple of weeks. Sometimes it's just a few days, depending on the dog and how seriously they take that job. Things that they needed to go in for a timeout for in the beginning, now all you have to do is thank them, or you might have to calmly get over, look through the window and yawn, and they give up. They're like, oh, thank goodness, you finally know what you're doing.
Are most dogs, are they looking for a pack leader? I mean, are you going to get in a situation sometimes that maybe your dog wants to be the leader? Or, I'm just curious.
That's a great question, yeah. Because a lot of people will ask that. That's like really asking if a two-year-old child wants to be the leader of their household, right? So for dogs, they're living in a world that they will never, ever understand. You can tell them a million times it's just the UPS guy, but they're going to keep barking because they don't understand English, right?
Right.
You know, a dog is born with more potential to be the pack leader. It's a really stressful job because they're not just trying to protect themselves, but they're trying to protect the other dogs in the home, all of the humans in the home. And they can't do it because they're living in a world that they will never, ever understand. Right.
Right.
So some dogs will like bark when they see something on the TV, which seems to make no sense to us, but that's like looking through a window. And you can't explain it to them. You have to address it like the leader, right? So to really answer your question, a dog might feel like they should be in that leadership role, and they're going to give you more of a run for your money when it comes to proving it to them that you know what you're doing. But imagine feeling that stress your entire life, that you are responsible for your family's survival. And that's really what it is. That's why dogs will bark excessively. They'll bolt through the door. They have separation anxiety. They're pulling on the leash because they feel this innate responsibility and stress about taking care of us, but they don't get the weekend off.
Right.
They don't get a vacation. And so it's super stressful. And then usually they're getting in trouble for trying to do their job, like us getting upset with them when they're barking, right? So it would be like someone saying to you, Dave, hey, Dave, have you ever thought about retiring? You would need someone to prove that they were capable of taking over your job before you handed over the reins,
sure,
right?
Right.
So it's really like giving our dogs this feeling of retirement. Thanks for trying to take care of the family your whole life. But we know that you're not really capable of doing that because you don't speak English, right? You're always going to expect that the UPS guy or the garbage truck could be a potential threat, or maybe other dogs, or maybe people passing by, or maybe even people coming into the home.
Right.
But you know what, sweetheart? We understand how you see the world now. We're communicating in a way that makes sense to you. And we're going to prove to you that you don't need to do that job. We're going to do it for you. And you can look to us for comfort and guidance and leadership so you can just have a happy, relaxed life. It's like giving them retirement, right?
Right. Okay, so we're talking to Sarah Ann Reed. She's a holistic dog trainer and animal communicator. Pack Dynamics is the company. What's your guys' website?
PackDynamics.com.
Well, that's easy. PackDynamics.com. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about not just the services that you provide, but I want to talk about your ability to communicate with animals. And that's coming up after this break. We're out of time this week for Central Oregon Spotlight, but you can get the rest of this interview if you go to MyCentralOregon.com and click on interviews.